our weekly feature, Cotter Ballooney, a musician, an immigrant, blind, becoming more and more successful in a room in a church in Montreal where he's lived for more than 1,000 days awaiting approval of his second immigration application. Cotter Ballooney.
How have things been going lately?
Nothing changed.
Yeah?
Everything just new date, new numbers. Yeah, just like today to Monday.
Yeah?
And the new number is 17. That's all we have.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Everything's the same.
Okay. All right.
And no, this is not true. Yesterday I did a lot of music. And I recorded a lot of music for the gallery, for artistic thing.
I
recorded a lot of things, like... I recorded guitar and piano and flute.
And you performed on all of them, guitar, piano,
yeah,
flute.
Yeah, I performed, yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah, and the flute what's it called? Oh, man. Harmonica.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did, on the top of this, I when I recorded the music, after that, I did my speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, after I put like a few songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to send it like it's gonna be like half an hour, maybe more than half an hour. I want to send it to the gallery.
Okay, which gallery is that?
This gallery, like I said, too many artists came together and
yep.
Do many things.
Yep.
For and with the visitors to, it's gonna be staying like 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be open for folks, for the visitors, and, yeah.
Okay.
And you can go, and my friend, he's building, like, a church.
Yeah? And this is all in Montreal?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's building, like, a church with the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to gallery, you can see my history there, and...
Wow.
Same, you can go inside the church.
Yeah.
The building... Who my friend is building.
Yeah.
And you can take a headphones, you can listen to my, the relationship between me and the music. That's the documentary.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. When is this?
It's going to be in December 17.
That's the date, okay. And until when?
It's only staying 4 weeks. I don't know. It's
okay.
Maybe like...
Mid-January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe end of January, like yep. Christmas time. It's going to be done.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I spoke with a friend about what you were doing because I met him the other night quite by accident. We both sat down in the same coffee shop. He is a slam poet. And I told him what you're doing, and I... And he was writing songs at the time, and I said, you know, you two should get in touch, man. You both live by what you do. So you're both artists, you're both professionals, and you're both coming at it from different places. He's coming at it from the poetry towards the music, and you're coming at it from the music towards the poetry. You should get in touch. His name is Clyde Brooks.
He's from Toronto?
Hamilton, but he performs a lot in Toronto.
Yeah, he's from Hamilton, yeah, you said, yeah.
Yeah.
And the same yesterday, I had a little time after. I finished this engagement I made with the gallery. When
yeah.
I finished it, I had like another half an hour. I recorded one poem.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's now I recorded. This is my second.
Okay.
And tomorrow's Tuesday. I want to record another two.
Okay. So this is all spoken word?
Yeah, just spoken word. It was like I said, this is going to be only in the French.
Right.
Because here in Montreal, this is really new, something like this.
Wow.
Yeah. And when I finish the recording after, I have to, yeah, and I want to put the music. maybe tomorrow I will start to put the music.
You're going to combine the poems with music, or are you going to add music in between the poems, sort of thing?
I have to listen to the poem many times.
Oh, you're going to turn it into lyrics?
Excuse me?
You're going to turn the poem into musical lyrics?
I record the poem after I want to do the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it's going to be like more quiet music. It's not.
Oh, I see.
Like I want to play a lot of saxophones and.
Right.
Like a lot of saxophones and it's the flute and piano. But like I said, the piano is going to be very motions. Notes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And this will be available at this gallery, but it will not be available on the web from the sound of it.
No idea.
All right.
I'll be honest, no idea. I have to ask.
Okay.
Maybe the organizer, maybe they want to put something on the web. No idea. I'll be honest, no idea.
Okay.
Just one girl, she called me and she said, Carter, blah, 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 blah. She told me everything. I said, okay, I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But like, believe me, I don't know. You know, I never ask. I'm not good askers.
Sorry. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I want for now. That's what I have for now.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
You can find Mr. Brooks, by the way, at the Dub Poets Collective. It's a Toronto organization. Well, actually, he has a site there, too. Dub Poets Collective, ClydeBrooks.com. So, yeah.
It's like, send it to me, please.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll see if I can find the email for Clyde on the site.
Yeah, just send me just what you told me, and I want to figure it out after. I want to open it.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I have a friend, she wants to stop by like around 6. She can help me too.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
She bringing dinner?
He has CDs or something. He has CDs.
Oh, okay. Is she bringing dinner?
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Does your friend, he has CD, what?
Oh, well, right on the site, there's an MP3 sample.
Okay.
So I will see what I can get in the way of the URL for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll just drag it onto my desktop and see if I can get it there.
You can send me all his the address I want to check after.
You want to what?
Send me only his address, email.
Yeah.
Find me something interesting and send it to me.
I will do that.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, please send that's it.
So what's in the future looking up to Christmas? You mentioned this radio project that you've been asked to do.
The guy, he sent me another email today, because I didn't give him a clear answer, and he was like, Kader, I want a clear answer. I said, okay, I want to send him a message today.
Oh,
or tomorrow,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm greedy, I want to do something, but I never told him I want to do.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be on 12th.
Okay.
12th December.
Okay, good. So that'll be broadcast here on the 12th of December as well as there?
Or? No, going to be here.
Yeah.
After this, the radio going to be telecharged.
After the radio, it's going to be what?
After the guy, he won, the download, and he can play it another station radio.
Yeah, okay. So your station first?
Yeah, of course. My station first, after.
Very good.
Because I want to play it in 12, and they're going to be played at the 18.
Very good.
6 days after.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to give him answer maybe today or tomorrow, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll talk about that the next time we get together with you. We'll find out how it's going. Well, the 12th, that's coming up fast,
yeah.
Eh? Yeah. So yeah, the next time we'll talk more about what's on and what we can expect to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything up for you? I know you want people to pray for you, so I will say that for you. Please pray for Carter, for his release, and his freedom, and his acceptance as a Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Oh, yesterday at the church, talking about me in the mess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they're talking a lot about me, my situation. It's like, yeah.
Oh.
And I have strong support, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have your community on the web now, too, who are following you, and I hope that they will pray for you and that they'll come back next week and hear more about your success. You against all these obstacles, you're just more and more successful.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my best.
Well, I think you are. All right.
Take care.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.